BBC News with Jerry Smith. The opposition in Zimbabwe has described the decision by the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, to appoint senior military figures to top jobs in his cabinet as a betrayal of people's hopes. Mr. Mnangagwa named a general as his foreign minister and the Air Force chief as agriculture minister. President Robert Mugabe was ousted by the military last month after 37 years in power. Gunmen dressed in burqas have stormed a college campus in Pakistan, killing 9 people, most of them students. The Pakistani Taliban has said it carried out the attack in Peshawar. The gunmen have all been killed by the army. 8 former Catalan ministers are appearing in the Supreme Court in Madrid to appeal for their release from prison so that they can campaign for the regional elections in 3 weeks' time. They were members of the cabinet that declared Catalonia's independence in October, a move deemed illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Around 100,000 Roman Catholics in Bangladesh have attended an open-air mass led by Pope Francis. Later, the pontiff will meet refugees from the Rohingya Muslim minority who fled violence in neighbouring Myanmar. There have been protests in Honduras where the final results from Sunday's presidential election are yet to be declared. The main opposition contender, Salvador Nasralla, has complained of vote rigging. President Juan Orlando Hernandez is narrowly ahead. A special panel chaired by the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has set a date for the planned abdication of Emperor Akihito. It's April the 30th, 2019. By then, the monarch will be 85. The abdication will be the first in 200 years in Japan's royal family. And the biggest lithium-ion battery in the world has started delivering power to Australia's electricity grid. The 100-megawatt device built by the US firm Tesla was completed within 100 days. BBC News.